Amen. And I think I must have got that in a tad bit late because we didn't get the AM stations. So we're actually on five radio stations, 1340 AM, 1350, 1400 AM, and then the two FM, 106.1, 104.3 FM. And now on YouTube Live, which we are right now, and there's some people watching you, Angel, and they're in the studio by yourself, feeling sorry for you because you're by yourself. But by the importance of technology, Megan's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm in the control room here, and I can see you through the glass, but they can't see me.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
We do have Beaconites scattered a lot of places. So, guys, we do have our own YouTube channel now, and we are beginning to put some posts up there. So go to youtube.com/ and then start looking. Look for BOHM Global. That is the same for our YouTube channel as it is for our email address, for the website, etc. All of it is BOHM Global. It's consistent. So look for it on youtube.com. Go look for BOHM Global, and it'll be the one that has the logo, says Beacon of Hope, and it's got the little lights in the lighthouse. And click on that, and it will open up all the shows, which are not really shows. These are sermons, and we're going to have some of our Go Yard posts on there, Angel, aren't we? Soon. Mm-hmm. We're going to have this COVID series on YouTube. We just haven't had time with our busy, crazy lives right now to get all that done. But the YouTube channel is growing, and so we want you to go there to BOHM Global. Our website's brand new. I'm so excited about it and proud of it. We spent many, many weeks, a lot of time and labor and money on this. Very proud of it. Go to www.bohmglobal.com. Why should they even visit it, Angel? Why?
Well, first of all, it's an amazing, beautiful website, and it's a great resource of all the ministries that we have going on in the church. It's a way for you to tap into encouragement and the prayer lines and kind of see what's going and what's, you know, all the things going on and then catching some of our shows.
Missions
and the stuff, right? The missions work in Mexico and all the things that are, that God is doing and using this ministry to do. It's so amazing.
We are so few in so many ways. We're so few, but we really are not. I mean, we just can't have any more than 10 at church. So it feels like we're very few, but we're really not. We're scattered all over.
So many people scattered
over. Mexico, our ministry in Mexico is growing abundantly. Our radio station there, the Beacon of Hope has, is growing mightily. We just got a new pastor to sign on doing radio shows with us now from Colombia. Our radio station in Puebla, Mexico, reaches out to Central and South America, to all the Spanish-speaking countries, and we are seeing per show 2,000-3,000 people joining on. So that God is really moving there. You go to our website, you'll see all about that. My books, there's four of them. I am halfway through, I think, writing my fifth book. I'm very excited about that. This COVID time has given me a little extra time that I normally don't have, and I'm loving writing. And there's just so much. You can actually give. You can go to the giving page, and it's a secure program that we have there called Subsplash. All the big churches use the same thing. It's secure. It's safe. You can go if you want to give to the ministry. And so that's what's going on. Lot going on. So right now we're still 10 people, but I guess that's going to ease up, right, Angel? Is that correct or not? Are they saying that?
I have not heard that yet.
Okay, they haven't said that. So we have kind of the same 10 of us every week right now. And hopefully some of the rest of you that we love and miss so much will be back with us very soon.
Yes.
So with all of that said, yes, we have a whole lot going on. And this morning you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm sure Pastor Jim probably put it on Beacon of Hope also. And you can catch the Facebook post from this morning's service. Evidently, that's what you did, Megan, is caught the Facebook post.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And today we did start the Zoom. If you would like to be a part of that, where our music did not turn out well today on Zoom, it didn't come across well, we are working on a correction for that. It was our first Zoom that we did. So you will have to email us at prayers@bohmglobal.com if you want the link sent to you to be able to join the Zoom service this coming Sunday and or Wednesday night Bible study also. So, did I get it all in? I don't know.
I think you did. You did.
I think you did. I
wore myself out with all that, right?
We need to make you cue cards.
No napping yet, Pastor.
What? What'd you say?
No napping yet, lady.
That's not going to happen yet? Okay.
Yeah, no napping yet.
No napping. Oh, no, no. We don't nap. Victory, the album by Bethel Music. We love it, and we use a lot of these songs at church. And we got to play this one. I love it. It's one of my favorites, and it is Stand in Your Love. It's the kind of music we do in our worship.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
when I'm standing in your love. Megan, I love that song by Victory, that album there from Bethel Music. Don't you love that? My fear doesn't stand a chance when I'm standing in your love. Explain that, will you, please?
You know what? That's just like me every morning when I have to claim Psalm 91 over myself. when I'm going into the grocery store amidst hundreds of people, where fear could overcome me.
Right.
And that song is right on, because when I'm standing in the love of the Lord, when I'm claiming Psalm 91 over myself, and I'm proclaiming that I am covered by the blood, I walk without fear. And I have done that every single time I have gone into that grocery store for the last 7 weeks.
Wow.
I've walked in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I refuse to fall
Woo.
To the word fear. I refuse.
Amen. Amen. Because that's what the devil wants, dear ones, with this COVID thing in particular. He wants us walking in fear. He wants us, and I'm not saying don't use good judgment. Yes, use good judgment. But he also wants us absolutely paralyzed with fear, Angel. You want to talk about that? That's why I love that song, Standing in His love for us.
I love that song too. You know, my fear doesn't stand a chance when I'm standing in your love.
Like I love it.
I love that. Yes. And you, of course, the more we can feel, you know, fear, the more we're shackled to it.
Yes.
The more we're discouraged. The more
right.
we're, you know, when you have fear, what does it do? It consumes your thoughts, all
yes.
of your thoughts. Like
yes.
you can't really hardly think about anything else except for those things that you're fearful about. And to the point where it's intruding into your sleep, it intrudes into your rest. Like you're focused, you're hyper focused on the things we're fearful about. And when we're focused on fear, we can't be focused on Him or focused on faith, because that fear can be so consuming. And that's how He, you know, putting our focus in His love is where we, that's how
get
we
our
get
strength.
Out of that cycle of fear. And that's where our strength comes from.
And I so agree. And I want to take this conversation back to where we were right before we got to the top of the hour. And that is these areas where we have unforgiveness, where we are carrying grudges and resentments. And I'm proposing, and I want you both to comment on this, that a lot of times when we carry that and won't let it go, it's because the spirit of fear has us so tied up in knots that that thing will happen again to us, right? And so we just can't let it go. And forgiveness is all about saying, okay, they don't owe me anymore. They can't make it right. I'm not going to carry this grudge, this resentment. I'm not going to ever agree, perhaps, that what they did was fine. You don't have to forgive. Forgiveness means you let it go. You give it to God. You don't carry it around. And I think a lot of people keep grudges because they're so afraid that they're going to be hurt again by whatever happened in that relationship. Talk to me about that, Megan. We'll get Dr. Angel's take on that, too.
Well, I get to talk about Grayson, because if I let the crippling effects of fear control me and determine my directional path, I wouldn't have had my daughter Zoe Grace.
Because right, exactly.
The fear that comes with having a child, let alone a child that could be born with a congenital defect, is crippling enough. But the tricks and the schemes of the devil can change your entire directional path.
Right.
And so that's a good example from my point of view, from my life, is that I know what that feels like. I've been mm-hmm. there, done that, and I'm sure everyone has. But you've got to learn how to overcome the schemes and the attacks of the devil.
Yes, you do.
Because that's where fear comes from. God does not give us a spirit of fear. That comes directly from the old nasty devil.
That's
and,
right.
From Lucy, call him Lucy instead of Lucifer. But that's where you have to learn to recognize through the being in the Bible and being around Christians and going to church, is that to recognize that crippling feeling and how you come out of it.
Exactly.
And that's where I think a lot of people are right now in their life, in the storm of COVID-19, is that it's crippling them inside
yeah,
their home.
I think it is,
too.
And
there's too. People that are already suicidal, and they're already depressed, and they feel like that they've just been weighed down even more. I'm here to tell you that no, you haven't, because there's something stronger and something more powerful and something that's full of peace, and that is to give your life over to Jesus, because He wants to save you right here, right now, today.
Praise God.
That's the way we need to look at this quarantine, is that it's a new form of transformation for all of us. I don't care where you live, in what country you live in, God is the same in the States as he is overseas. And he wants to see us transform, to show him that, Lord, yes, we don't need this world. We need you.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Mark 11:23, and we're going to talk more about this with Angel and Megan. 22, Jesus says, have faith in God constantly. I'm in the Amplified Bible. Mark 11:22, have faith in God constantly, all the time. Verse 23, truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, whatever mountain it is, right now it's COVID, it's fear of COVID, it's fear of everything else involved with that, poverty, losing your job, all that. I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. Jesus is saying, you got to just believe, guys. You got to believe. Believe against this COVID affecting you. Believe that you're going to get your job, your finances back. Verse 25. And here's where it gets kind of sticky. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it, let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your failings and shortcomings and let them drop. And verse 26, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your failings and shortcomings. And I brought this out strongly today in the Facebook post. Angel talked to us about this because he's saying, yes, you can have what you believe God for, but there's a but, and it's found in verse 25. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, talk to us, Angel.
Well, first of all, I think there are a lot of us who have things against other people, and sometimes we may consciously be aware of it. Sometimes we might not be aware of it in our conscious. It's so easy for us as humans to look out at other people and find, oh, this was wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, they wronged me here, they wronged me there. And we very rarely look in ourselves and think, how did I wrong people in my life, right? So we get stuck in this, like, getting to evaluate people's wrongs, and then we decide which wrongs are just so bad we can't forgive. And there isn't a wrong that we can't forgive. We can forgive any of them because God has forgiven us. And we want forgiveness, but we don't want to extend that forgiveness. And I think we just get so stuck in that feeling, that lie. We buy the lie that if I forgive this thing, it means I thought it was okay, or
right. That's it. I think that's one reason that people don't want to forgive, right there.
Right, because this isn't okay, and something can be not okay. It can be wrong, but you can still forgive what happened.
Because forgiveness does not mean, okay, write it down. Forgiveness does not mean you agree with what was done. As I said this morning, you're never going to agree that it's okay that you were abused or raped or whatever as a child. You're never going to say, oh, that was okay, that happened. It's never going to be okay. So forgiveness does not mean that you agree with what was done. Forgiveness means that you let it go. They don't owe you anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that I choose to stay in fellowship with this
person.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you have to forgive them. No.
Right. I can forgive somebody and decide this person, I can't have them in my life for whatever the reason is. That's not resentment. Resentment is when I'm
different.
Thinking of this wrong and I'm living in this wrong.
And I'm trolling it over in my mind over
and
over again.
Rehashing it. Like
rehashing
if you
it.
Think
bringing
of an
it
event,
up.
Right. So if you think of an event, like this is a great little litmus test to know if you have unforgiveness. If you think of a wrong that happened and you feel the feelings from it.
Right.
You have unforgiveness there.
Yes. I said it this morning. If you think of that and suddenly you want to cry or you find yourself crying, okay, you are still living in it. Megan, talk to us about this. It's not okay to carry forgiveness Unforgiveness. I'm sorry. It's not okay to carry around unforgiveness. That will destroy you. And I'm going to go to doctor in a minute about the medical problems about that after she gets done eating her snack that I can see that she's eating it, Megan. So I will we'll go to Megan
it,
because Dr. Angel's having a snack. She didn't include me in it at all. Like, but there is glass between us. So go ahead, Megan. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and I've said this, that, you know, because in the Bible, it says to forgive people, isn't it 77 times 7?
Okay,
like
I just...
like an infinite number, right?
That was in the beginning.
Pastor?
It was Matthew chapter 18, and it was in the beginning of my Facebook post this morning. And when Peter said, should I forgive people seven times, up to seven times, and Jesus said no, 70 times 7, which is 490. And then in the original translation, what that was up to 490 times per incident, per person.
There we go. There
okay.
You go.
In and other words, there's no number at the end of that. You
exactly.
are always expected to forgive. That's in the beginning part of my Facebook post today. Guys, go to it, find it, and listen to it. This post will set you free. Go ahead, Megan.
Is that scripture... that to me, for me, that's daily, because people are going to have shortcomings.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are not perfect. We are not Jesus Christ. We are not God.
Right.
We are mortal.
Right.
And we make mistakes. And if it takes you needing to forgive people several times a day, infinitely, 490 times, whatever number, if you're a statistical person and you need a number, then you got 490 times that you got to exhaust in 24 hours.
Per person.
That's a lot of forgiveness.
Per
people.
Person.
Per person. That's a lot of forgiveness. And if you learn to live that way, yes, it's okay to be upset, but then you think of that number, okay, I'm at number 12 for today. I got to let this go because I'm not going to let the devil control my mind.
That's right.
You will find the other F, freedom from that unforgiveness when you learn to live like that every single day. That's what I have been trying to do, is to live to learn to forgive people very quickly. Because people can hurt you. Because, Pastor, I demand peace in my life.
Okay.
That's why I do it.
I agree.
And I command it over every place I go, that I speak peace to Meyer before I go in. I speak peace over my car. I speak peace over my family, my home. Because when you speak that, it appears, it arrives. And all of the attempts and the attacks from all of these people and all of these things, they're going to reflect off of you because you got the armor of the Heavenly Father on you.
Yes.
And it makes a big difference in the way you'll live your life. I can guarantee it, because it does mine.
I agree. We're going to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Angel, I want you to comment. Let's talk medical here about forgiveness. We've done this on our Go Yard show, but I think it bears repeating right now. When it comes to resentments, when it comes to grudges, when it comes to carrying around unforgiveness.
Sure. So in the psychological world, there's a host of emotions that we call toxic emotions. And they're labeled toxic because the more we hang on to them, the more it interacts with our physical health. And so some of those, and unforgiveness is definitely one of those toxic emotions. It's like that poison going through our body constantly when we're hanging on to unforgiveness. And it puts us at a higher risk for cancers, autoimmune deficiency disorders, heart disease, lung disease, skeletal fractures.
Like I think fibromyalgia, too,
fibromyalgia,
but that's just my own medical opinion.
I'd love to see
research
some
then.
Research,
yeah.
Yes, because I kind of agree. I've been noticing some themes.
Yes.
But it definitely impacts our body. We're talking gastrointestinal issues, like, you know, obviously the stress.
Crohn's disease.
Yeah, the Crohn's disease, all those autoimmune deficiency, they'll see their flare-ups. And, you know, definitely because toxic emotions has a part of this. And so when we have been wronged, we experience, could have been a really horrible thing. It could have, that was wronged us. But when we hold on to unforgiveness now, we're letting it live and kill us from the inside out.
Exactly. So why do people do that then, doctor? Why do they do it? If if there's medical research, and there is tons of
medical research, yes,
about this.
I think there's a lot of whys. I mean, I think we've talked about a few of those whys. I think some of those whys are they just don't really understand what forgiveness looks like. A lot of times people think forgiveness can only happen with somebody asking for forgiveness or saying that they're sorry.
And a lot of times people are never going to tell you they're sorry.
Most of the time,
right? They're not going to tell you they're sorry.
When we have to forgive somebody, they're not asking for forgiveness. They're not, you know, admitting to their wrong.
You're not hurting them by holding on to unforgiveness. You're hurting yourself. Do you want to amplify on that?
Sure. So the person who wronged us, you know, sometimes people do wrongs and, you know, they're not aware of it. We hurt people, you know, non-intentional all the time. Sometimes they do wrongs and they are unhealthy and they're really bad and hurtful things. But they're moved on. They're living their life. They're in their happy world or whatever. They aren't even thinking about the event, most likely, or even aware of the event at this point. It's not impacting their daily life. And here it is taking so much of your time and your emotions and your energy, and it's sucking from you every day, which gives you less to give to the people in your world. So it's hurting all of your emotions.
It is.
Yeah. It's hurting your relationships. It's hurting your physical body. It's weakening it. You get sick more often. Like, the list is like a laundry list, you know, a nice grocery list of
things
that
go
wrong.
And this is proven. I mean, we've talked about it on our Go Yard show. This is medical research that has shown this is what unforgiveness does to you.
Absolutely, it's proven. And you can go to like the Mayo Clinic website and like look up what these toxic emotions are and how they impact your body physically. And it's wow. And I think it's an eye opener to know that. Like, I think so many people aren't aware of it. Like, I think there's a lack of true understanding when it comes to forgiveness, what it means, what it looks like, how it hurts us to not walk in forgiveness.
Amen. Thank you for sharing your medical knowledge there. Megan, talk to us about this before we do this song, which I love, by Matthew West. Go ahead.
You know, I don't think anyone should be allowing someone else's shortcomings to control their life.
Good point. I agree.
It is not the way that you should be living.
Right.
You're not being fair to yourself. You're not being fair to God, because you're using that and you're blocking yourself from Him, because you're so distracted by what someone else has done to you or what someone else has done to someone else that it's controlling you from focusing on what you're supposed to be focusing on. And that's your relationship with God. There is no one or thing on this planet that's going to fill the void in your life more than Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. There is nothing, nada, zilch. And it's time for people to realize that that's the truth. Like, that you can't live vicariously through someone else.
No.
You need to live your life in your walk with God. That's our purpose here.
And go ahead with that.
Go ahead. I was done. You're fine. Go on.
And because that is what we each need, we need to put a stake in the ground today, put a date on it.
Yeah.
May 3rd, and say, okay, I choose to forget, and make a list, guys. I choose to forgive this person for this. I choose to forgive that for that. On and on, whatever it takes, get time with God alone and let the Holy Spirit. Believe me, I've done this personally many years ago, and I do it kind of on a continual basis here and there. As I recognize that I'm holding some resentment or whatever, I want to take care of it right now, because I've learned that if I carry it around, it's going to make me ill or whatever. It's going to hurt me. It's not going to hurt them at all. So let's put a stake in the ground right now, and we're going to do this song by Matthew West, The Healing Has Begun. Your healing can begin right now as you drive a stake in the ground and say, I refuse to live in unforgiveness. I refuse to carry around resentments. I refuse to hold grudges. I refuse to become a bitter old bag about something that's happened to me. I refuse to let the devil win in this area. I want the healing to begin in me right now.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls, so just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today's the day. Yeah, today's the day.
Has the healing begun in you today? Have you heard this truth about forgiveness and have you accepted it? Go with us to Hebrews 12, 14 and 15, verses 14 and 15 in chapter 12 of Hebrews. Strive to live in peace with everybody. Isn't that what Jesus said to the disciples on the night of his resurrection? Peace to you. Strive to live in peace with everybody. And pursue that consecration and holiness without which no one will ever see the Lord. Exercise foresight. Be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace. That's his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing. In order that no root of resentment, parentheses, rancor, bitterness, or hatred, shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. Just like with COVID, we don't want to be contaminated or defiled by it. We'll get sick, you know, have to go in the hospital, whatever the case may be, right? Well, it's the same here with bitterness, Dr. Angel. Exercise foresight. Be on the watch. Look out for this, that you don't let it grow on the inside of you. Every time I see a little weed popping up in my back patio in my house, I go out and I pull them right up. I don't like to see any weeds in between the cracks of the tiles in the patio. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what this is. Well, bitterness is, and unforgiveness is a weed that starts coming up between the tiles, you know? Go ahead.
No, absolutely. You know, and it's funny because, you know, talking about everything going on with COVID, we have this threat and it's invisible, it's a disease, and we know the signs and the things that we can do to protect ourselves. And so many people are doing that. They're staying in their homes and they're using their face masks and they're washing their hands. And, you know, they're doing all these steps to protect themselves from this disease. You know, science has showed us what it can do. And we have, you know, it's a threat. But yet we have this unforgiveness disease and this bitterness disease and this resentment disease. And we have the absolute power and control if we get it or not.
We do.
You know, not, yeah. You know, with COVID, all we can do is protect ourselves the best we can.
And yeah.
And pray and those things. But when it comes to unforgiveness and bitterness, we have 100% of that power.
Don't we?
Yes, we do.
Boy, that's a good point. And why don't people exercise that 100% power?
I think a lot of people do not exercise that 100% of power because they don't know how to. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe, you know, there's a whole lot of
reasons. They feel justified. I think a lot of people feel justified for their unforgiveness and their bitterness.
I agree with you there. I think there's a lot of that, you know, feeling justified and really not being aware of the damage it's doing to them. For some reason, I think when people think that they have this grudge and they're bitter against somebody, it's hurting the other person, and they're not really realizing the other person's really not impacted. You are deeply impacted. And just like with, you know, this disease COVID out there, this is real. Like, there's tons of medical research, and we can't control if someone, you know, hurts us or offends us in our lives. I mean, it happens. We're humans, and we're all fallible human beings who make mistakes, some intentionally, some not intentionally, but we can control. Do we develop unforgiveness and bitterness?
And resentment. Megan, talk about all this, will you? Because I think this could be a day of healing for so many when it comes to this kind of thing. And it could also be a day where people go, I don't know about that, and dig their heels in, and they just walk away from this message of truth. But talk to us.
You know, if someone hears this message and turns and digs their heels in and turns away, you've got some pride that you need to drop, because you're destroying yourself. And the Lord, I'm here to tell you, it makes him very, very sad that you're sitting in this position, that you're letting the devil keep you where you are. It doesn't make him angry, people. It makes him sad. And
good
he
point.
Weeps for a relationship with you.
Yes.
And if you are letting unforgiveness and resentment control your life and you don't realize it, maybe it's time for you to ask the Lord to reveal to you the area in your life where you need to let go of what you're holding on to.
I agree.
He will do that for you in a very kind and gentle way. I guarantee it. But it's a time right now to stop focusing on what's going on around us. I know COVID is a big thing, but folks, it's just a virus. Okay? It's time for us to stop falling into this pit of fear and start focusing on getting a better relationship with God. Because when all of this is said and done, what success are you going to see in the mirror when this is over? Are you going to return to the way of the world? Or are you going to reveal your new life? You reveal your new spiritual walk, where you have a new outlook, a positive outlook, where you walk out your front door every morning and you're full of peace, and that you're willing and ready to become the warrior that God is looking for, to go out in your area and change lives around you.
Mm.
Start with your family, people.
Amen.
We need to come together in unity.
Yes.
Under the body of Christ.
Yes, we do.
More than ever.
I love what you're saying, and you feel this deeply, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. It's been heavy on my heart ever since they announced COVID-19.
Explain that a little bit more, and then we'll go to Angel on that.
Pastor, you always wonder, Lord, am I in the right place? Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? And I know that I'm right where I'm supposed to be because I know that just with a little bit of positivity that I carry on myself, that I'm going to spread it wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that if that is my only life's mission, and I go to bed every night and I know that I have done my best for him,
amen,
that I can rest in peace, that I'm not up all hours of the night being tormented.
Yeah.
That I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to come out of this situation into a new season. Because I'm here to tell you, even though that this is a rough time for everyone, I have seen more favor in the body of Christ than I've seen in my entire years of walking as a Christian. I've seen people healed. I've seen people with cancer healed. I've seen people's finances turned and made
a
180.
Amen.
So I'm here to tell you, if you will surrender your life and you will show just a little bit of faith, all it takes, people, is the size of a mustard seed to let the Lord know that you're in and you're all in. And when you can show that, your life, I'm here to tell you, your life will be changed.
Amen.
Mine forever is, and I tell the Lord every morning, Lord, whatever you need of me, and this should be your prayer every morning, Lord, whatever you need from me, I am willing. Here is my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Use me today, Father, and I guarantee you, you're going to see it everywhere you go.
Amen.
Sorry, I got on the soapbox.
No, you're fine. Go ahead, Dr. Angel.
Well, I agree with everything Megan just said. I mean, that was powerful words, and you can hear the passion in her voice. And, you know, we don't have to get on the bandwagon of all the fear and negativity going on around us right now. I mean, that's this bandwagon effect that's happening. Everyone's, you know, getting on it. This time can be such a gift from God to slow us down a minute and help us put things back into perspective and back into order. Maybe give us some time to like silence all the distractions in our life for enough time to recognize, oh my gosh, I have this unforgiveness in me and it's hurting my life and it's stopping me from growing in him. Like, give us that time to just let it, you know, stop all the outside noise just enough so that we can get back in touch with God and let him grow us, and we can come out a mighty warrior through this.
Absolutely. And rearrange our priorities and our purpose, you know, and God's plan, accept God's plan for our lives. It's a matter of accepting healing too. It's a matter of putting a stake in the ground and saying, okay, God, show me those people that I'm holding resentment against that I need to forgive. Show me those that are, I'm the one that's holding that. And if somebody has resentment against me, that's their problem, right? But God, the ones that I have resentment, the ones that I'm having a hard time in forgiving, Lord, show me those people. If you pray that, you know what? He's going to show you, because I'm telling you, I've lived that for many years, and he will show you. You will have an inner knowing. Oh, you need to forgive that person or that person. You need to let it go. Remember this and write it down. Forgiveness does not mean we agree with what was done. You will never agree if you are a child that was molested or raped or whatever. And I use that example because to me, it's one of the worst things that could ever happen to someone. So you will never agree that would be okay, right? Forgiveness does not mean you agree, oh, that's okay, that happened. No. Forgiveness means they don't owe you anymore. They cannot make it right, whoever they are. They cannot fix it. They don't owe you. You drop it and you let it go. And you say, Lord, I forgive them by faith. I forgive them by faith. And I like I like all the stuff that we've been saying. It's an amazing show today. But when you find that you still have emotion attached to that thing, Angel, I want you to go back over that point, because I have found that so true in my own life. Go back over that point.
Sure. You know, when you are thinking about the hurts that you've gone through in your life, and when you are thinking about it or talking about it and you feel that emotion well up, that is a great barometer for places that you have unforgiveness and unfinished business to take care of.
Exactly. So this song is going to be very moving by Terry McCallum, one of my favorite songs, Heal Me. And as we play this, this is a song where you should be either singing along or putting yourself in agreement with it and asking God to heal you from unresolved hurt, fractures in your life, wounds that have just not healed. Let this minister to you.
Testimonies constantly of miracles that take place in the worship atmosphere as His presence just sets upon us. He comes with healing in His wings. And right where you're at today, right where you're standing or sitting, if you need a touch from Him, I believe there is a healing anointing that He will release upon you even right now. So as we just sing this song a couple of times, would you just let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man? Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me. Oh, heal me.
Represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed for us at Calvary. And so, Lord, yes, indeed, let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today. Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here. As we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, you are the healer. Oh, so come and heal me.
Amen. This is what God wants for every one of us right now. Make that your prayer. You know where you need areas of healing. We each need a brand new touch from God. We need it right now. There's areas of unforgiveness. Just deal with it. Release it. Forgive by faith. Let it go. Areas where you've been wounded severely, hurt by others. Forgive. Let it go. They don't know you anymore. We pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. God knows who you are and where you are around this globe. We want the fullness of God's life to live in you. That's our desire. Amen. That's what God wants for you. It's up to you. Oh, praise God. Wow. What a show. Megan, talk to us.
Yes, I agree. What a powerful, anointed show that the Holy Spirit is impressing upon the children of God, how vital healing is to us right now. That we allow Him to touch us in a new way. That we allow Him to use us in the manner that He needs us. Mm-hmm. Not our agenda, but His. And, you know, that song by Matthew West that you played, the healing song, it is true. There are so many people dying of broken hearts.
Yes.
You can just feel it when you walk around.
Right.
And there's such healing, Pastor and Dr. Angel. When we're in the presence of God, just like that Terry McCallum song just now, that song is so powerful. Mm. The anointing is so strong that I hope that someone listening felt the Holy Spirit heal them during this show.
Yes.
Because it's time for the children of God to have their freedom.
Amen.
Even though we walk among, you know, all of the trials and tribulations, that we deserve to walk in that freedom. We all do, every one of us.
Amen. So true, so true. You're amazing, Megan Kramer. She's one of my daughters, by the way. Angel, talk to us.
Well, I agree. This has definitely been a very powerful, anointed show, and you can just feel the presence of God. And, you know, and I just pray that our listeners, that God will just open their eyes, open their hearts, and reveal what needs to be healed in them and give them the faith and the courage to seek His healing and to continually seek His healing.
And it does take courage, don't you think, Angel? Really?
I mean, it really does.
Because we so often hang on to all these resentments and unforgiveness because we're afraid that of even going and talking to someone. You don't necessarily have to talk to that person.
Not at all. And, you know, there's so many people that can receive healing from, you know, that can learn to forgive without ever having to confront a situation or confront a person.
Right.
That's not what forgiveness is about.
No.
It is not about the other person. It is all about you, and it's about letting go of that toxic poison that you have running through your body that's, you know, blocking your ways between you and God. It's blocking your, you know, mental health and your physical health and your relational health.
Yes.
Like, it's hurting every aspect of your life.
It is. And it's hard for people to get that down on the inside of them how dangerous and toxic this is.
But that's very true.
People, older people, years they've lived in the same resentments over something's happened in a marriage or with a child. They haven't talked to someone for 25 years. You know, talk to us about that, Megan, will you? Or whatever God lays on your heart.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Well, you know, I see it in a member of my own family.
Okay.
I see it in my father.
Okay.
And it breaks my heart. Because when you see someone so full of resentment that they encapsulate themselves in a room alone, or that you just know that they forced everyone away, even though that you've not done anything. You're hurting yourself. He's hurting himself.
Right.
And because it can't control me. No one else's resentment can control me. And that's what people need to know, that even if someone's holding resentment against you, don't let it bind you. It cannot. And it's just really sad that people can't let go. And it's, you know, it can be things like you said from 30 or 40 years ago that person that hurt them is actually now deceased.
Right.
And that person has no, they don't even walk the earth anymore, but it's still controlling your emotions.
Yes, yes.
It's killing him.
Yeah.
And I just pray right now over the airwaves that
Amen.
I find that spirit
Amen.
Of resentment over my own father
yes,
right now.
And we
Jesus.
Agree with you right
and
now
I just
in Jesus' name.
That maybe right now he may be listening, or that one day that he will. That
yes.
it's time to come out of the cave.
Yes,
whoever hears this, it's time to come out of the cave
it is.
And into the light of God.
Amen.
Because you need healing. You need healing for your spirit and your body and your mind.
Just because things have not worked the way we thought they should in life, a marriage or a job or a friendship or whatever it might be, does not mean we have the right to hold resentment. We don't. We don't. Angel, talk to us about that. We've got about 3 more minutes here. Go ahead.
You know, absolutely, we don't have the right to hold resentment. We have the absolute power and control over the unforgiveness, the resentment, and the bitterness that come into our lives, and to let that go. And we have that power and control. And I just really want to encourage our listeners, like, it's time to let go. It's time to give it and cut the venom out of your life. And if you need help, there's professional help. There's mental health counseling and pastors and God. And,
yeah.
you know, get the help you need.
Get the help. Because don't live another day like that.
Absolutely.
Because it's doing destruction to your body, to your mind, to your emotions, to your spiritual health, your physical health. One final thought from both of you, Megan?
You know, I just am so very thankful to be on the air today, to be able to share this time with you and Dr. Angel. And I just hope that the words that have gone forth will touch many, many lives now and in the future, and that whoever hears this broadcast, that you find your awakening during this time.
Praise
during
God.
this quarantine, that you find your awakening in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Love
we agree.
You both.
Love Megan
you.
Kramer, we love you. God bless you. Talk soon. Go ahead, Angel.
Wow, I think Megan really gave a great summation, and I totally agree with her. It's my biggest prayer that people around the globe are using this time that was meant for harm to help them grow and
yes.
to get set free and to become, you know, spiritually stronger and emotionally stronger. And, you know, God is available 24/7. He's right
yes.
there. And that's all we have to do is just ask. You know, he's a gentleman. Use this time to let him come in and just transform your life.
Amen. Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Angel Falzone. It's been a joy to be with you, Angel, and with Megan today on this show. And we just say to all of our audience, we want you to be blessed. We want you to be healed. We want you to walk in newness of life. We want you to find joy like you've never known. And we want you to live free of resentments, unforgiveness, all of that is binding you up. So if you have to listen to the show again and again, it'll be up on podcast probably tomorrow here at tantalknetwork.com. Under Living the Good Life, you can find it and listen again. And it's also going to be on YouTube here in just a minute. Actually, when I hit dismiss, it'll be on YouTube and you can go find it there. God bless every one of you, and know that you are loved by God. And if we can help you, send a prayer request, prayers at bohmglobal.com. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries with Dr. Angel and Megan Kramer. God bless you. See you next week.
Big City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR. Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report, coronavirus update. Texas and other states.